already committed to the doctor's group in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And that time also I had said, we were discussing about challenges and difficulties in life and, you know, challenges, tests in the life, tests of faith being shaken up. So that time I was explaining that if you have good emotion in the devotional life, you know, nice sentiment, very nice sentiment, it's very good, it's very attractive. But whenever tests come, then you collapse totally. Why? Because the emotion that you have for Krishna is not based on the foundation of the philosophy. When the philosophy is not there, you crack down into pieces. But when your emotions of devotion to Krishna are based on a philosophical understanding, proper philosophical basic understanding, strong understanding, then when tests come, you don't break into pieces. You survive very gloriously. So you can't say one is not important and one is important, or this is more important than that. The natural law is that you have to cultivate the foundation of the philosophical understanding. On that, your devotional sentiment should be based upon. And only those devotees survive Maya's attacks, those who are philosophically strong. Those who are highly emotional, then when tests come, then they just give up everything and run away. Everything is destroyed. So, we begin with philosophical understanding. Sometimes we may feel, last time you sent a message, Prabhuji, I blabber all these things because I have studied. But that is important because at least you know theoretically that this is how I am supposed to behave. I mean, if you don't know anything about how you should be behaving, how you behave properly, you don't even know how to behave properly, how do you know how to conduct yourself? So first, at least know theoretically, this is how I am supposed to do. Then you may fail doing what you are supposed to do. But you know exactly I failed. Otherwise you will not know also you have failed. But you know right thing and you failed. You know I failed. At least you can improve after that. So that is why if you want to survive in Krishna consciousness for long time, long duration, long years, your philosophical understanding has to be strong. Because Maya will not leave you. Maya will attack you. And Maya will attack you on the level of faith only. Udari hila denge pura Maya aapko. Because Maya knows ki what is your strength. You have come to Krishna for which strength? Because you have faith in Krishna. And you have faith in devotees before coming to Krishna also. You have faith in devotees, that's why you have come. Some devotee inspired you. Udari attack karega wo. Udari aapko chakma dega achi tarah se. But then you understand that, yes, material world is full of such things and these things are reality. We will get shocks in life. Oh, Prabhuji, you too. Oh, Mataji, you too. Oh, my Guru too. I didn't expect this to happen. All these things will happen because we are in the material world. But if your philosophical base is strong, then you will not still give up Krishna. You will still continue with Krishna. Many people have lost their Gurus because Gurus fell down. But then they did not give up Prabhupada. They continued. They got another Guru. That Guru also fell down. Another Guru, that also fell down. And they are having fourth Guru now. And they are still continuing in a very glorious way. I know personally examples of devotees of fourth Guru now. But glorious, highly glorious. Because their foundation in the philosophy was very strong. Their faith and foundation very strong. It could not be shaken up to an extent that you are not uprooted.
Prabhupada sir gave a quote, ki philosophy without emotion is useless. And
yeah. There's a quote of Prabhupada. That emotions without philosophy is sentimentalism, and philosophy without emotions is hard-heartedness, fanaticism. So you are only philosophy. You are on the bottom of the ladder, at the bottom. Very pakka in philosophy, very pakka in rules and regulations, and a very systematic, you know, very organized in everything, but no emotions. That's like a dry impersonalist. And then you have only emotions, you are on top of the ladder, but no philosophy. Then you become sahajiya. Oh Krishna, oh, you start shedding tears, you know. And with one jerk, you are away. All tears are gone, finished. Because, so both things are important. But you begin with philosophy. And philosophically, based, you develop your spiritual emotions. आपकी आध्यात्मिक भक्तिपूर्ण भावनाओं को तत्व ज्ञान के बेसिस पर आप आधारित रखो, तो फिर वो भी स्थिर है, ये भी स्थिर है, दोनों अपनी जगह पर रहेंगे, दोनों आपको धोखा नहीं देंगे। हरे कृष्णा। एनी अदर क्वेश्चन? ओके, सो सेकंड टॉपिक